السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، مباركا عليه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Inshallah, today I'm going to have us review the rules of noon that we started a couple of lectures back. If you remember, in your notebook I had asked you to make four columns. Column one would be for the rules of izhar. Then number two, al-idgham. Number three, al-iqlab. Number four, al-ikhfa. So let's start with number one. Okay, the first column was your rules for al-idhar. Idhar means to be clear. And what is clear is that the sound of the noon has to be clearly pronounced. You will say an, in, un, okay. And if you remember, there are six letters that come after the tanween or after the noon sakin. And those six letters come from your throat. They are called the hurufi halq. I need everybody to memorize these six alphabets. If you draw a little stick on the paper, then at the bottom of the stick, you write the letters hamza and the small ha. This is the bottom of your throat. And the middle part of your throat is ayn and the big ha. And the top of the throat is ghain and kha. So these six letters are the hurufi halq. So inshallah, we will have you quiz you in your groups and in the class when you are doing the tajweed, that what are these six letters. So everybody should know them by heart and be able to recognize them. The second rule was the rule for, I believe we did al-iqlab, which is only the letter ba. So whenever the letter ba comes after the noon sakin or after the tanween, then you hide the noon sound and replace it with the meem. And the sign for this was a little baby meem either on top of a word or on the bottom of a word. And then you just change the noon sound into a meem sound. The third rule was for the rule of idgham. Idgham means to merge. So you are going to merge the sound of the noon into the next letter. And we had six alphabets for that. Please memorize these six as well. Yarmalun, Ya, Ra, Meem, Lam, Waw, Noon. Okay, Yarmalun. And we said that out of these six letters, four letters make a gunna and two letters don't make gunna. Okay? Yanmu, ya, noon, meem, wow. Say yanmu. These yanmu letters make a gunna sound. Okay? And the other two, which is lam and ra, they do not make any gunna sound when you do the combination. So you should be clear about these three rules by now. And today I'm just going to mention the fourth rule, which is Al-Ikhfa. Al-Ikhfa, when you do that, it means to hide. And we have been doing in Surah Al-Baqarah a lot of Ikhfa. Whether you knew it was the name Ikhfa or not, doesn't matter. But you have been doing it. And I've been asking you to hide the noon sound and stop for two harakat. And so this is all the rest of the letters. Now, there are 28 alphabets, okay, alif, ba, ta, tha. So there are 28 of them. So we had six of them for column one, then we had one letter in column two, we had six letters in column three. So that was 6 plus 1, 7 plus 1, 6, that is 13, okay. And so we have the rest of the letters, which are 15 alphabets, all go in the column number four, al-ikhfa. I'm not asking you to memorize these letters. All I want you to do is, if you can remember the first six and the second six, okay, then when you are reading, you can easily recognize that it's not one of these. So you have to get into the habit of looking ahead of you. Okay, when you stop for the noon, you have to look ahead and see, do I have a huruf al-halq? Do I have a idgham? If I don't, then I have to do al-ikhfa. I'll give you a little bit of a homework, inshallah. So that will help you. Please take the first 10 ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. Only 10 ayah. And wherever you find a noon or a tanween, then write that word and the next word in one of these four columns. So if you do that, inshallah, we'll go over the answers next class. So that will help you to focus. So now you know, if you have any confusion, you can bring it up in the class. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.